I welcome all of you and thank you sincerely for participating in our annual Blue Mass. And it's something that each year that we celebrate it here at our Cathedral Church in Bismarck, more and more people participate. And that is, I think, because we all know and appreciate all that you do, those in law enforcement, those who serve us so nobly and so well in rescuing us from flame and disaster, all of those responders who assist us in our needs. We all wish it wasn't the way it is, and your lives would be much easier. Nonetheless, when we gather to thank and honor those who so selflessly, day in and day out, protect us, rescue us from any numbers of situations, assist us in our needs, we do so not because we have to, but we do so because we want to. There is no better way to say thank you than to do that through and in our greatest and most perfect prayer, the Holy Mass. But in a special way as well, our thanks at this Mass include all of those noble, faithful men and women who, in serving us, have given that last and full measure of devotion, dying in the line of duty, also not because they had to be there, but because they chose to be there and to serve. This Mass, which the Church especially celebrates, is the Mass for justice and peace. And in the Catholic Church's long tradition and its understanding of the relationship between the human community, the city, if you will, and God, has always understood that in order for there to be peace, the peace which in this gospel Jesus says he gives to us, but he gives to us not as the world thinks of it or tries to create it, but as he gives it to us. The Church has always taught that this peace is the first fruit of the pursuit of justice. It's justice understood slightly differently than what we commonly understand it to be. Not that our understanding is wrong, but there's more to it. This justice, and it's Saint Augustine who lays it out very beautifully in that tremendous work that he wrote, The City of God. it's not something you can just sit down and read in an hour. But if you have the time sometime, try and go through it. It's not as difficult as it may seem. But it's St. Augustine who explains it this way. He said, the justice which effects or leads to the peace which Christ gives to us is the justice which has its origin in God and its end is God. He explains it this way. The justice which brings about true peace is simply the choice to obey God, that is, choose the good and do it, and reject everything that is the enemy of the good. That's true. All of you men and women who serve us from day to day see both. It's our prayer you see more of the good than the enemy of the good, but the enemy of the good is among us. It's when you choose justice that we have peace. No matter the reaction of others, believe and know that we respect and thank you for your service day in and day out, choosing justice so that we do have peace. That really isn't the kind of peace that the world tries to manufacture. The world's peace is usually based on who gets the upper hand, who gets the better of an agreement, who profits more from what we plan to do. That's why Jesus says, "The peace I give you is not the world's peace. I give you my peace." Jesus, the Son of God, the one who obeys the Father to the very end by dying so that we can have life, we can be just, and we can live in peace, is our standard. If there was ever an innocent man who was totally wronged, it's Jesus. And yet he does not respond as the world might expect. Because he truly is that man of peace, because he chooses throughout his earthly life justice, the obedience to God, choosing that which is good and doing it. We see the effect he had on those who experienced him. That effect continues. It continues primarily through all of us who follow him. It is through us that he touches the lives, the minds, the hearts, sometimes hearts quite hardened and minds closed. But yet he, through us, through you in particular, extends himself in peace to each and every person. So at this Holy Mass, we do thank you sincerely, always know that here you have a home, a place where you may come, you may speak to the Prince of Peace and listen to his answer. God bless you, and may God keep you safe each and every day.